Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
As we move into our first interview segment of the day, we're now boarding for a trip to Dulles International and Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airports. Since airports and hotels go hand in hand when we travel, today's B-Block, well, is sponsored by Hilton.
And we've always believed it matters where you stay. So whenever you're on the move in 2023, whether for vacation, business, solo, or maybe with a group, with nearly 7,000 properties in over 120 countries, Hilton and their soon-to-be 19 world-class brands offer accommodations to meet your every need.
You know, we think the Hilton Honors Loyalty Program is the best out there. Hilton has welcomed more than 3 billion guests over its 100-year history, and that's why they're the hotel and resorts company that we recommend for your travel. So whether you're exploring a new or familiar city, traveling with family, friends, even your pets, or conducting important business, it's Hilton for the stay. Make your reservations today. Find a direct link to Hilton at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Two of the easier airports to navigate in this country are Dulles International Airport in the Washington, D.C. area and Phoenix Sky Harbor International out in Arizona. As we've always said, today's airports are more than just a hub to get from one place to another. We've asked Paul Babson, Vice President of Business Development with the Metropolitan Washington Airport Authority, and Sarah Demery, COO of the City of Phoenix Aviation Department, to join us. So off to that show hotline we go.
Good morning, Sarah and Paul. Nice to have you aboard America's number one travel radio show with us today.
Great to be with you.
Good morning.
Well, good morning to both of you. Nice to have you here. We enjoy doing these airport check-ins. Paul, I'm going to start with you. You know, Mary and I used to live in the Washington, D.C. area, and although there's Reagan National near the district and Baltimore, Washington to the north, we've always gravitated to Dulles International. Probably have taken 50 or 60 flights from that airport over the years. The large, you know, main passenger terminal with that curved roof, it's instantly recognizable. I will say to folks around the country, getting to Dulles on the toll road, you know, off the Beltway near Tyson's Corner can be a little bit of congestion, so plan ahead. But now, navigating Dulles itself, it's simple and straightforward. So United Airlines is your biggest carrier operating there. I saw something while preparing for today's conversation that Dulles just celebrated its 60th anniversary in 2022. So give us a report on current operations, maybe any new additions you've recently added, and what's on tap for this year.
Absolutely. You know, I think it's really great points, you know, where our airports are. And to speak just a little bit about Dulles, you know, you hit the nail on the head earlier. Actually, late in last year, we celebrated the 60th anniversary of Dulles and that iconic Earth Harrison terminal that you mentioned. But, you know, I think also just to talk about the access to the airport, that same week, we actually celebrated the new Metro Silver Line train station to Dulles. So some of that congestion that you talked about, you know, there's a new option now where passengers can travel from our White House to the White House in less than an hour. And the best part about that new Silver Line connection is the max fare one day from Dulles to any point on the Metro Rail system is $6. On the weekend, it's only $2. And so, you know, that's really the
that may be the best deal in Washington right now.
I tell you what, when you combine that with, you know, the free Smithsonian museums and all of the attractions that you have, Washington, D.C. really becomes a value-added proposition for domestic and international passengers. But, you know, things have really, we're in growth mode here in D.C., you know, after coming through the pandemic, and things are positive moving into 2023.
Well, great report, Paul. Thank you. Go Silver Line. That sounds fantastic. So, Sarah, let's head to Phoenix. After next week's live broadcast, Robert and I are actually headed to Mexico with the show, and then we're going to fly to Phoenix Sky Harbor with American Airlines on February 11th for our connection to San Diego. And, you know, for us, Phoenix Sky Harbor International, whenever we've flown in and out of it, has always, I don't want to jinx it, but it's provided us with pretty stress-free travel. It's an easy airport to navigate, I find. But before we get into your operations, you've got a busy week coming up. Next week, the Super Bowl is happening in Phoenix. Share with us how you're getting ready for the barrage of flyers that likely are coming your way, and anything special planned as Phoenix hosts the big game.
We do, and great to hear that you have a great experience. We are America's friendliest airport, and we truly do strive to provide world customer service to every customer every day, so it's great to hear that you're having that experience. We are very busy. 2022 was a very busy and successful year, and we're starting off 2023 continuing that trend. As you mentioned, the Super Bowl is in town. This will be the fourth time that we have hosted the Super Bowl, and we're looking at it being it bigger and better this time forward. We're welcoming visitors to Phoenix for the big game, and we're really excited. We've been planning for over a year. A lot of tremendous collaboration with all of our stakeholders and employees have taken place, and we're looking forward to providing a number of amenities and really excited for the experience. We want folks to have, from touchdown to departure, to know that they're in town for the big game and have that experience. We're really excited about it.
Well, listen, I think the entire country is, and we'll see after this weekend who actually is playing. So that's coming up. You know, this question I'm going to throw out to both of you. You know, hosting this show week after week, certainly Mary and I know firsthand, and we respect, you know, how critical the world of travel and all its sectors are to the economy here in the U.S. and certainly the world economy. So travel and tourism, it's the number one source of GDP for around 100 countries. But to bring it back to what we're talking with you about today, I'd love to know, can you give listeners right now tuned in around the country an idea of how big a part of both in the Phoenix area and the Washington, D.C. area for the economies there, the aviation sector is via your airlines and, you know, airport operations to your respective cities?
Sure, I'll start. Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport, we're the largest economic engine in the state of Arizona. We are the gateway to the state. Over 55,000 jobs here at the airport, and very, very strong air service, and we are very proud of that.
I mean, it's a huge number there. What about, Paul, for you?
Yeah, you know, that's a great point, and that's really what it's about with airline business development, you know, connecting communities, business, and people together domestically and across the globe. And our airports do represent billions of dollars of impact into the local economy. You know, it's important to remember we're both Dulles, Reagan National Airport, Dulles International Airport and Reagan National Airport, closer to the city, as you mentioned. But, you know, every new route, every dot we connect on the map has a big impact. In November of last year, you know, going back to our 60th anniversary week, not only that week did we celebrate our 60th anniversary and the new Silver Line connection, but our partners at United, our largest airline partner at Dulles, also launched their new 3-times-a-week service between Dulles and Cape Town. That route alone will have a $51 million annual economic impact for the local community. So, you know, that's how we build those billions and billions of dollars in annual economic impact. And it's really across the board, from our airline partners to local business and connecting friends and family.
And then I know you're mentioning United, and it'd also be fair to say for Sarah, for you in Phoenix, American Airlines, I know that's your largest carrier. Southwest has got a big base there.
Southwest has a big, yeah.
But I think some of the regionals like SkyWest and Mesa Air also have solid operations at your airport as well.
They do, and Frontier Airlines also announced over the last year that they recently opened a crew base here in Phoenix, so they're expanding as well.
Sarah, Paul, before we let you go today, we only have about a minute and a half. Real quick, important advice, anyone traveling through your airport. Sarah, for the remainder of the winter season. Sarah?
We are busy, and so come prepared and come early and just come ready to enjoy all that we have to offer at America's friendliest airport.
Well, and Paul, hold on before you get to the – I would just say also, because spring training is about to start as well out there. So after the Super Bowl, there's a lot of activity that's going to be going on. Unfortunately, where we live in New York, or Paul, where you are in the D.C. area, spring training is not there, but we'll soon have our baseball teams back. What do you say?
What do you say, Paul?
No, absolutely. It's a busy time of year. You know, we're still in weather operations, so it's always important to check with your airline before coming to the airport. But, you know, we are looking for a strong year and moving into the summer. We're getting ready to move into cherry blossom season, which really kicks off our year, so we're excited about that. So, you know, lots of new nonstop connection opportunities across the National Capital Region, and we can't wait to welcome everyone into the region this year and beyond.
In D.C., of the three airports, is National the most for the most number of flights or traffic, or is it Dulles?
For last year, it was Reagan, but, you know, combined for the airport system, Reagan and Dulles do have the lion's share of traffic.
Yeah, I thought so. And I know, Sarah, where you are out there, you've got three airports as well. I mean, obviously, Phoenix Sky Harbor is the big one, but you have a number of regional, I think, with Deer Valley and Goodyear Airport as well that's there. So a lot of options for air travel in and out of your cities. We really appreciate both of you for the check-in today. Love getting these reports from airports, because reality is when we're traveling, I mean, so many of us are going through airports. Nice to hear from both of you. Appreciate the check-ins, and we wish you a pleasant weekend, okay?
Travel well, and blue sky to both of you.
I appreciate
it. Take care of you as well. Thanks, Paul and Sarah.
Thank you.
All right, there we go. IAD and PHX, Mary.
Those are
very different
airports. They are, but both great to navigate.
Yeah, they are very low. They are very low on the agita factor when you're flying, which we appreciate. So, all right, if you have a favorite airport, folks around the country, share it with us at rmworldtravel.com/contact. Or if you prefer, when you're on our website, voting in the new travel polls, or clicking on the link to get all the information to come travel with Mary and me in Portugal or Rudy on the Danube this July in Europe, you can also click on the Contact Us tab as well. As we pause for a few sponsor messages, well, there's still eight more segments coming your way today, including the National Communal Forum. We've got listener emails. We've got deals of the week. We've got a lot to go today, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.